Proclamation number 5151 of 14th of June, 1951. Reason of natural destructions. The world, i.e., the earthly creation, is in constant progressive development, for nothing that God has created remains in a state of rest, i.e., constantly on the same level, but it will only fulfill its actual purpose through perpetual change. This process of change need not always be apparent, i.e., it can take place so slowly that the human being perceives little or no change, but it can also take place so suddenly and on such an enormous scale that entire creations are destroyed and reshaped, and this again does not come to the human being's awareness because he himself hardly survives such a process. Nevertheless, such upheavals belong to the process of development of the entire spiritual, which has to be temporarily disturbed out of an inactivity into which it falls as a result of its resistance against God. All creations come forth from the hand of God for a specific purpose, for the maturing of the spiritual, which is bound in these works of creation. According to the law of eternity, creation therefore fulfills its purpose because the spiritual performs the activity in it and the law of compulsion which helps it to mature. But the human being, the embedded spiritual in the state of free will, can misuse his external form, which was given to him for the same purpose, by disregarding his spiritual task, and furthermore he can also prevent the creations, which hold the still undeveloped spiritual, from fulfilling their purpose through premature destruction out of bad motives, by using it for a God-opposing purpose, by preventing it from being of service, and thus he can, so to speak, misuse the works of creation intended for the maturing of the spiritual, whereby the spiritual gets into turmoil and seeks to burst its covering, which is expressed in destructions which are natural, thus not directly caused by human will. For the still-bound spiritual can resist human will because it is not consistently God-resisting and wants the spiritual upward development itself, so to speak. Then the raging against the divine order has a destructive effect of its own accord, just as, conversely, building up and further development require acting according to divine law, in divine order. And thus it is self-evident that entire works of creation can also dissolve if the divine order is violated to such an extent that the actual purpose is no longer fulfilled on the part of people who are only allowed to animate and use earthly creation for the purpose of ascent development. If the creations, which come into being especially for human beings in order to enable their maturation, are only used or misused by them for other purposes, then this means a danger insofar as the spiritual in it revolts because it feels the unlawful and sees its own development threatened. Thus, the destruction of creations on a large scale by God's will is often an act of help for the spiritual bound in it, which is hindered in its development by human will that is wrongly directed and yet wants to come into its own. In addition, new creations are also to be regarded as the beginning of a new redemption epoch, for hard matter again harbors the spiritual within itself, which is forced to take a course of development through the whole of creation because it failed in free will in the previous period. It had to be deprived of its free will again and now walks the path of law again in bound will. It is to serve because it did not want to recognize its destiny as a human being and sinned against the law of eternal order. This is why the same principle underlies every new creation, a serving according to divine destiny in the state of compulsion and likewise in the state of free will. The principle of love must always prevail if the upward development of the spiritual is to proceed and the structure is to be recognized. But where this is sinned against, decay and disorder and finally complete dissolution is the result. Amen.